You are listening to the Landon and Jeff Show, exclusively on DolphinsTalk.com. And now, here are your hosts, Landon and Jeff.
Welcome to episode 24 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And Landon, we are still without a head coach.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate, but it's partially due to the reason because we're still interviewing one of our coaches, and that will be the day you guys are listening to this, or Thursday, this coming Thursday from when we're uploading this. But as of right now, we don't have a coach.
Yeah, and the other thing, Landon, is there's a very good chance that the coach they want is still coaching in the playoffs, and you can't hire someone until their team's been eliminated for the playoffs. That's why the Broncos could hire Vic Fangio today, because the Bears lost. But if we really want Chris Richard from the Cowboys or Flores from the Patriots, we can't hire them until they lose.
Yep, very much so.
So given that it is now the 9th of January, we're doing this around 6:30 Eastern time. Who do you want to be the next head coach of the Miami Dolphins and why?
I'm still kind of looking for Harbaugh, but I think that's not going to work. So then you look at people who have been having success and people who are still in the playoffs, and you look at the Patriots guy, but I feel that Bill Belichick, and I've been told Bill Belichick does everything, so I don't want him to be
who told you that? Are you talking to Bill Belichick behind my back? Who told you that?
Bryce Butler, the Dolphins wide receiver, told me that.
He did, and we had a long conversation with Bryce Butler, and he will be a guest on this podcast very soon.
And I'm very excited to see him on the podcast.
Yeah,
he
all
shares
right.
Some different viewpoints from me, which will be interesting.
He does. He has very different viewpoints from you. All right, but finish your thought before we talk a little bit more about Bryce Butler. Finish your thought about what you were saying.
I want the guy in the Cowboys. I think he's done very well with a team that did very poorly last season. And I can't think of his name right now.
Chris Richard.
Chris Richard. I feel like he's done a very good job with his team. And I feel like we need a more defensive style coaching, because having Adam Gase and having his offensive ways really didn't help us out that much.
No, I agree with you. You know what, Landon? I tend to look at it that coaching choices are very strange, and none of us are in the interviews. None of us know what they're looking for. None of us know what these guys say. None of us know what the plans are they have. But you have not interviewed for a job yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay, well, that's good, because you're only, 13. That'd be weird if you were working. But I have, and I've also interviewed people for jobs. And I think there's sometimes you're looking for something, and if you click with someone, that's the right fit. So who knows what's going on in the closed doors. To me, the thing that I want to hear is, if you hire someone like Chris Richard, who's going to be your offensive coordinator? Who's the quarterbacks either in the league or coming into the league that you want to target, that you think can run the type of vision that you want? Because Armando Segura had another great article today that us in Denver are the only two teams that are not even looking at offensive guys. But the difference is they had Gary Kubiak, who coached them to a Super Bowl championship. They already announced he's going to be their offensive coordinator. So their situation's radically different from our situation, Landon, where if we bring in a defensive coach from the Cowboys, who's his offensive coordinator? And I'm sure he has it thought out. He's just not going to let us know until it happens. So that's what's interesting to me, is it's a whole system, not just one guy. But the one thing I will say is Bryce Butler did say that he knows Coach Richardson, I believe, from his days at USC, and was very excited about him. He was, doing the proper thing. He was not. He's going to be happy with whoever his football coach is, but he definitely said this guy, his eyes kind of lit up. This is a guy that he's interested in. So that's good. And if you listen to Landon, have you heard the mic'd up segment with Coach Richards that's being sent around?
I have not yet.
Well, I'll send it to you later. It's really good. It makes you excited that this guy has personality and this guy is enthusiastic. And if he's a born leader, that's something that would be great, and certainly could be something, given some of the locker room issues we've seen over the last couple of years with the Dolphins. That could be a nice thing. But I'm just concerned with who they're going to get to run the offense and who they're going to get to be the quarterback, because those to me are as big, if not bigger, than who the next head coach will be.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like, as you said, with the whole leadership thing, we really haven't had a great leader as a head coach for a long time when we're looking back on it. And I feel like teams like the Chargers and the Colts, just by having that leader come in, they've become a much better team significantly.
Yeah, well, it also helps that the Colts had one of the best drafts in the history of the draft last year, getting starters all over the, you know, both sides of the ball, securing their lines, getting guys who can tackle. That didn't help, and it didn't hurt, and getting Andrew Luck back didn't hurt either. But it's step one, Landon. It's step one towards this team revitalization. I still am not completely sold on the idea that we have to go all the way backwards to get forwards. What were your thoughts on one of the popular threads going around last week was tanking for Tua. What were your thoughts on how he played in the national championship game? Is he someone you still envision wearing our colors in 2 years?
Yeah, he really didn't impress me. He looks like he's not going to be able to perform in the big games because he hasn't won a national championship. He hasn't won any big games.
Oh, yes, he
did.
He won the championship the year before, pal.
He didn't play the full game, though.
Well, yeah, but he came in at halftime and led them from behind to the win.
I know, but that's a different situation. Like, I'm talking about start and play the whole game.
Oh,
and that's something he hasn't done yet.
Right,
if you're looking for an NFL quarterback, that's what you need, unless you're a Philadelphia Eagles and you can put your backup in and he'll win every game he plays.
All right. Well, I don't know. I just tend to think that it's all dependent on who the system we're going to run is. I really like Haskins from Ohio State. I don't think there's a shot we get him because I think he'll end up being the number one or number two pick by the time the whole thing's said and done. But, man, he looks like he's going to be a good player to me.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like we're not going to trade up because we don't have any players we're going to trade up. And we're not. I highly doubt we're going to give a pick in order to draft him. So I feel like we're going to have to get more of a defensive player, which is fine because there's plenty of good defensive linemen and we need that. But I was looking forward to getting a new quarterback in so he gets that almost year of experience under, because I don't think we're going to have one quarterback on the roster. I think we're going to have more like a mentor, kind of like what happened with Lamar Jackson. I feel like we're going to do something like that. So if we draft a quarterback this year, we'd have an extra year for him to soak up whatever he can from whoever our starter is.
Yeah, I just think it's a mess, and they've got to start to solve the problem. And each time you kick the can down the road, you're not really doing us any favors. You got to just at some point draft someone, develop them, hope that they're the right fit. But you got to meet the guy and make sure he's the right fit. You know, there's it's way too early to be talking about the draft because we still have some playoff games to talk about, and we are going to give our picks just for fun in each of the four playoff games. Just straight up, we're not doing the spread anymore. But what I find interesting, Landon, is, you know, at 13, you either move up and go get a guy if you like him, or you just trade back and get an extra one for next year to help you have two first-round picks in that 2020 draft that could have Tua and a couple other hotshot prospects. But you know what will end up happening, Landon, is they'll go through the combine and either Haskins, Greer, if Kyle Murray comes out because there's rumblings he's going to forego playing baseball and turn to the NFL, there's going to be options. And these options are potentially going to be things that Dolphins have to examine once they get a staff together and figure out who's the right fit for them.
Mm-hmm, I agree. And I feel like we've been picking the best player on the board, or at least who we think is the best player on the board, for a couple of years now. I feel like we need to go for more positions of need.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, defensive tackle, defensive end, potentially a right tackle if we let Juwan James go, cornerback and quarterback are the positions. So I think everyone knows that, and there'll be a couple of them there. I guess the question is that if you don't love the quarterback, do you just trade down to the 20s, try to pick up an extra first-round pick to give yourself more ammunition for the future to move up? So who knows, Landon, but we're going to get into the draft in another day. Today's not really about the draft. What other things you want to talk about, Dolphins-related, coaching search-related, before we turn to this week's playoff games and make some picks?
I want to hear who you want us to be on the quarterback, or not quarterback, for the coach, because you asked me and he's kind of piggybacked off that. I want to hear who you want us to get.
Well, I'm again, it's hard because I don't know these candidates, but I like the idea of Richard. I'm not a big fan of Flores for whatever reason, but, you know, I don't know. I've never met the guy. I've never been in a room with him, but it just seems strange to me that a guy who is a defensive coordinator and then put Rob Gronkowski out on defense against us when clearly the quarterback was not going to throw a Hail Mary and knocking the ball down was not the priority. It just doesn't make sense. So that being said, I'll support whoever they take. The only thing I wish they did, and I think Armando wrote this in that same article, I just wish they interviewed more guys. I don't get why, you know, unless they were rejected by guys, just talk to everybody. Because if nothing else, you learn about other organizations, other people, you just increase your network. It's never a bad thing to talk to people. And I don't understand why we seem to have fallen in love with these two guys. And then, of course, we're going to grant Rizzi an interview, and they should do that. There's so much support from inside the roster for him to be the head coach. And then that's kind of it. I mean, why wouldn't you want to talk to Mike McCarthy? Why wouldn't you, you know, why wouldn't you want to talk to these guys who've been successful and just see what they have to say? Cause I mean, you got the time, you got to wait till these other playoff teams lose anyway. So that's my disappointment, Landon, is we've only talked to this limited group.
Yeah, I'd agree. I feel like you should talk to literally everyone that's going to accept an interview or wants a head coaching job from literally wherever, because then at least you have some sort of insight on what qualities and traits people have and what they don't have, because you never know who's good and who's not until you interview them. Because as you said, if they're looking for a specific trait, how are you going to know from watching them play or watching them coach a football game?
Yeah, no, that's the whole point. You got to talk to people. So I'm a little bummed we didn't talk to more people. I understand some people didn't want to talk to us, but that's my only complaint. I wish they would have cast the net a little bit wider. But whoever these four guys are, whoever ends up being the head coach, I will support. And, you know, we definitely didn't end the year on a great note by any stretch of the imagination. So anything we do in theory will be better. So we'll have to see what happens. Right, pal?
Yep.
All right. Anything else Dolphins related you want to cover before we just quickly go through the four playoff games of this week?
Not specifically. We don't have a coach yet, so it's not supposed to talk about.
Yeah, it really is difficult to talk about it. Even though three other teams the last 24 hours have picked their coach. So plenty of things are happening. So hopefully things will happen soon. All right. Let's talk about the upcoming games for this weekend. We will go through each one of them briefly and then give our picks. The first one, Landon, has the 10-6 red hot Indianapolis Colts traveling Kansas City to take on the 12-4 Kansas City Chiefs coming off a bye. Who do you like in Colts versus Chiefs and why?
Okay. So first off, I'm going to choose the Chiefs, and then I have a question for you, but I'll do that after I'm explaining. And I think the Chiefs are going to win because for one, I feel like it's almost like their home field is almost like playing on a different planet. It's one of the toughest atmospheres to go in and win a game there. And I feel like no matter who you are, teams have lost in Kansas City. And I feel like the Colts, they're a very strong team. They're going to put up a pretty good fight. But I feel like Patrick Mahomes and that whole atmosphere is going to be able to help them, and they're going to go out and win the game. Now, if it was at Indianapolis, maybe there's a chance I'd choose the Colts for a little bit of an upset, but I don't see them winning it. I feel like it's going to be a Chiefs-dominant game.
All right. I agree with you, but I think it's going to be really close. I just think that Kansas City's defense is not very good. Indy is on a roll and playing so well, but you're right. I think that the home field there means a lot, but I mean, Indy is coming in red hot and doing everything you want them to do. And if they can get a start like they did the other day, where they came out of the gate throwing the ball long to T.Y. Hilton, getting some good runs, letting Quentin Nelson, that offensive line, dominate, they have the talent to win that game. But I do think Kansas City is going to prevail as well. The second game, Saturday, the primetime game for you guys on the East Coast, a beautiful 5:15 start out here on West, features the Dallas Cowboys traveling to the L.A. Rams. Todd Gurley's going to play, Landon. The teams will be healthy. Who do you like in that game?
No.
Or didn't you have a, wait, didn't you have a question for me? Didn't you have a question
for
me?
Yeah, I do. Can we do like a little competition just between me and you who gets the most playoff corrections or like predictions, right?
We can do that. All right. Okay. We will do a competition. Well, we both picked the same team in the first game. We'll have to figure out before next week's show what we're competing for, but that's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to choose the home team in this game, the LA Rams, because I feel like they struggled they struggled a decent amount up against at home up against the Seattle Seahawks. So I feel like going into LA and playing this LA team that has been dominant and has been able to run the ball and then throw the ball 50 yards the next play with a very strong defense. And they've just been such a dominant team, and I highly doubt they're going to be able to win this game.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to win. I think the Rams' defensive line is going to dominate, and I think I think that at some point that Jason Garrett's lack of creativeness as a head coach and the offense's lack of anything other than Ezekiel Elliott will come back to burn them. So we are agreeing on the same thing. Let's try to get some differences here, Landon. Sunday, the first game of the day, quite an early one for me, 10 o'clock out here on the West Coast. The Los Angeles Chargers, formerly of the town where I live in San Diego, taking on the dreaded Patriots. Who do you like here?
So I just have a quick question because I don't follow the Chargers very well. Is Melvin Gordon playing?
He is going to play.
You know, I see the Chargers winning. Although the Patriots haven't lost at home, I feel like there's something special about this Chargers roster. And I feel like Phil Rivers, he hasn't won anything. He doesn't want to be almost like a Dan Marino again, or like a second Dan Marino. So I feel like they're going to go out, and I feel like they're going to beat the Patriots. Because the Patriots haven't been particularly strong this season, as they have been dominant in other seasons. And the Chargers have a better record than them. Now, whether that's strength of schedule or whatever, you can argue. But I feel like the Chargers are a better team. And I feel like home field advantage here doesn't matter that much. So I feel like the Chargers are going to win this one.
All right. Well, this is very boring in these picks. Hopefully as the playoffs go. We're going to make this through the whole playoffs, our picks. I guess we didn't do it last week. We should have. I too, think the Chargers are going to win. I hate the Patriots, and I don't want to pick them anyway. Landon, I don't know if you know this, my friend Scott Coral was going to appear on the pod to talk about the Patriots, but once again, he refused. He seems to keep refusing to come on this podcast. Maybe we'll just ban him for life. We'll have to discuss that coming up soon. But yeah, I think the Chargers will win. The last game, Philadelphia traveling to New Orleans.
So, I think we're going to end up picking the exact same teams because on the
you've got to let me pick first every now and then. Otherwise, I get no shot here. It just looks like I'm copying.
I pick first.
All right, I'm taking the Saints. The Saints are way better. It's not even a conversation worth having.
I mean, even if half the Saints roster wasn't playing, they still have the depth and the talent to beat the Eagles. Because the Eagles definitely didn't deserve to beat the Bears.
Well, I think the Eagles potentially are a better team than the Bears, but the way that game broke down was not very fun if you're a Bear fan. So, all right, well, we've picked four games and we've managed to pick everything the same. So this is a wonderful competition we have going.
Mm-hmm. So we'll either be exactly tied tied.
We're
going to
be exactly tied, pal. We both picked all four games the same.
We're going to be exactly tied. The only thing can change is our record.
All right. Well, I guess it all comes down to the divisional and the Super Bowl.
But I also feel like this week was more of choosing the dominant teams here, separating them from the wild card teams. I think we only chose one wild card team.
Yeah, one road team. Yep. All right, Landon. Well, that's a good competition that will interest nobody because it's going to be tied after this week. Let's see if we can do better next week. Okay, pal?
Yep. Hopefully it'll be more interesting because it'll be two better teams versus two better teams.
Yeah. All right, pal. Is there anything else you'd like to cover on this edition of the Landon and Jeff Show?
I'm glad we caught Cody Parkey.
Yeah, I'm glad that Darren Rizzi picked a good kicker for us.
Mm-hmm. Still kind of funny how that ended up happening.
Yeah. Yep. I feel bad for Cody Parkey because he did make the kick the one before when they called the timeout and certainly didn't miss by much. And you don't want anyone to lose that way, but that was pretty awful.
No, I was talking about how it's funny how we chose a kicker, but how we did it.
Well, he left us as a free agent. So It worked out. Darren Rizzi. That maybe that's one of the things that, that goes in Darren Rizzi's cap as his head coaching candidacy continues to roll on, right, pal?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's picked one of the better kickers this season.
He did. He did. All right, Landon, why don't you wrap this one up?
Okay. That has been episode 24 of the Landon and Jeff Show. I'm Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. Thanks for listening.